Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Do you know where your dairy foods come from? Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories of our land, our cows, and our passion.
Ever stop to think about where your milk, cheese, and yogurt come from? Did you know my family drinks the same milk and eats the same cheese and yogurt as yours? That's why you can feel confident knowing that quality and safety are my top priorities. Long before sunup to after sundown, I'm working tirelessly to make sure you have delicious dairy foods in your shopping cart and on your table. I'm Brett Morris, and I want to thank you for enjoying dairy foods and milk from my family's farm. My commitment is simple. Our land, our cows, our passion. It's my way of life, and I'm proud to bring to you the dairy foods you love. For more information on dairy farming families like mine, visit us at DairyMax.org.
Be sure to follow Dairy Max on your favorite social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Pinterest.
Justin, how did our futures markets do this afternoon?
Well, the grain futures continued the trend from the past few weeks here. We had tight old crop stocks for the corn and soybeans lifting the old crop futures contracts. July corn was up 2 3/4 and July beans were up 14 1/4. Tomorrow is also first notice day for those July contracts. That includes the wheat and the end of the month of June and the end of the second quarter. Funds are likely to reposition here and maybe rebalance their portfolios or their books for the end of the second quarter. Wheat futures continued their slide here and made new lows for this down move, and they've reached the lowest level since of May of 2012. So that's not a very good sign, but sometimes with harvest, in the middle of harvest, that tends to happen. This morning we also had USDA exports. Soybeans were on the high end of the range, or actually a little bit above the range. We had 665,000 metric tons of soybeans sold. 14,500 of it was old crop, so that makes old crop 101.4. percent of the USDA estimate for the old crop soybeans, so that's they're going to have to revise that number. Corn came in at 490,300 metric tons. They're looking for 250 to 450. We came in at the 731,000. That was higher than the average guess, or the highest guess of 500,000.
We'll have more futures market news right after this.
Mark your calendar for Friday, June 28th for the next sale of the Superior Video Livestock Auction. 8 a.m. Central Time, the start time. If you want more information about the 28,000 head that will be offered this week, call them 800-422-2117 or go to their website. SuperiorLivestock.com. Remember, it's seen live on RFD, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV, Satellite Channel 345. At Superior Video Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you.
Justin, what was the news the traders were looking at today?
Really, the big thing that everybody's been building up to for the past few weeks was this, or tomorrow morning's 11 a.m. USDA report, which is going to talk about the planted acreage and the quarterly stocks for the big grains. It's a really big thing, and it'll really shift the way that the market's thinking about the long-term balance sheet of our domestic grain we have on storage here in the U.S., and it'll really tell us how much we're going to produce this next marketing year for the corn and soybeans, and then what we're looking at for wheat as well. If you look at the planted acreage for corn, the average guess was 95.313 million acres. Last in March, it was 97.28, so that's about a 2 million acre reduction. Last year, we were 97.2. Beans, they're looking for 77.93 million acres. In March, they said 77.13. Last year, we were 77.2. All wheat planted acreage is looking like 55.9 million acres. In March, it was 56.44. Last year, we were 55.74. And then quarterly stocks look to be a little bit bullish for the corn at 2.845 billion bushels. Last year, we were at 3.14. Soybeans are looking to be about 442 million bushels. Last year, we were at 667.
Thanks, Justin. Taking one final look at our numbers on this Thursday. June live cattle were down 12 cents at 121.15. August feeders up 77 at 149.70. June lean hogs gained $2.02 on the day to close at 101.97. In our grain markets, Kansas City July wheat was down 7 3/4 cents at 686 1/2, and Chicago July wheat down 3 1/2 cents at 663 1/2. In our row crops, July corn was up 2 3/4 cents at 667 1/4, and July soybeans were up 14 1/4 cents at 1548 1/2. That's a look at your futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.